Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John.
Justin, I want to start off Providence Journal this morning. Mayor Fung is going to be gathering some, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, gathering some supporters. He also admitted he had gone to a event sponsored, I believe, in Florida regarding the National Governors Association meeting. There were some other Rhode Island Republicans there as well that we'll touch on. But I'd like to know what you think of right now, Mayor Fung. It was, you know, coming up, it was 3 years ago, but going to be next year, 4 years ago, that he was defeated by Governor Raimondo with that famous, you know, so close. She got 40, he got 36, and you had Healy shooting in at 22%. But where do you think, what is your impression of Mayor Fung right now as far as compared to where he was, say, 3 years ago?
Well, I think it'd be very surprising if he doesn't run. He certainly got attention from national Democrats and locally. And I think his race kind of upped his last time, upped his profile within the state. And in as much as he hasn't had any major scandals, as we've seen in a lot of other places and cities and at the state level, I think his position's probably quite a bit improved. The gubernatorial races have been surprising to us in recent years, but he, as you mentioned, with Bob Healy jumping in at the last minute as a moderate candidate, but he seems to have at this, Fung seems to have at this time a little less likely, independent opposition, the moderate party or Ken Block or somebody else trying to sneak in. And he's a bit more established. So I think the chances are good that he'll run, and I think he's given a good contrast to all the sort of the can't run anything theme of the Raimondo administration.
I agree with you, Justin. And I also think Mayor Fung, they seem obvious, one of two things that can happen. You can run and not learn anything or learn some things. I think they seem, better disciplined. He's thoughtful when he comes out on something. He does have a story to tell. Cranston, of all the cities and towns, certainly seems to be doing pretty well, especially, Garden City and Chapel View. They have the amount of people just moving into the district. And I also think that in many ways he's put the police scandal behind him, because by keeping, who had been with the state police, Winquist, as the chief of police, he is someone that, he came very close. I think you take Healy out of the race, I think he could have won that race, but I think he seems just a little sharper. They're not doing anything dramatic. I don't remember any recent blunders that he's made or anything like that. I think he seems like a more mature candidate this time around. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think absolutely. I think he's running. It almost seems like he's more confident in running as a mayor, as somebody who's actually doing the work of running government. And his potential competition in Governor Raimondo has made that a bit easier of a stance to take, because she's having a lot of difficulties running things. And I think that's part of actually what made the police scandal go away, is the state police released that report. And I wrote and analyzed it at the time, and it was a very strange kind of attack dog type of a report that the state police put out of the Cranston police ticketing scandal. And I wonder if some of the subsequent issues with Governor Raimondo seeming to try to game the system using public dollars for online videos and that sort of thing, putting her name on every blue sign in the state, that sort of thing is making that a little less of a political tool to use, because it could now be lumped in with all these other ways that we've seen the Raimondo administration kind of use government as a campaign tool.
I'll also tell you, Justin, that since Mayor Fung ran last time, I remember when he had his announcement, and I even posted on DePietro.com, who was this mystery woman that he went up and kissed on the stage? It, turned out, now here it is a few years later, he married her. It's Barbara Ann Fung, the First Lady of Cranston. And I think when I have interviewed the two of them and even interviewed her, she is very sharp. She's very composed. She, to me, comes off as someone that could handle herself on a national level. I think it's also, she adds a different dynamic to his campaign, because he's not this single guy from Cranston that's never been married. They are very, very likable when you're around the Fungs. And I know some people, but, you know, I think you have to go back and say, what could we do differently? The city is definitely doing well. He doesn't have that police situation. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to be around her, but them together, he strikes me as someone. I mean, I've interviewed Mayor Fung over 50 times, I think, at least, you know, over the years and so forth. This is the most confident I've seen him, and he seems to be very disciplined with staying on message.
Well, I think more than that, they're kind of a nice, cute couple, and any bias people have for married people as governor. I think he came up obviously through Cranston, and not only as mayor, but earlier than that. And she's been around for a long time with the Young Republicans, so she's a sort of established among political people in the state. And that creates another contrast, as we've been talking about every week, with the governor clearly looking at a national level. You think the governorship is just a stepping stone for her really to get out of here and go to Washington, where she would really want to be. That would be the inference. And with Fung and Barbara, you get the sense that, you know, they've at least been around. They may have national aspirations, but they're going to hang out. They know the people here. They're going to hang out and run things while they're here and interact with people and maybe even do, you know, who knows, build their party up a little bit, which has been a big problem in recent decades. So I think that contrast, even more perhaps than the friendly family pictures, will be helpful to him.
Justin, also, apparently, again, according to the Providence Journal, at this, Florida situation, and I just want to, you know, you tell me your impressions. Also there, former Representative Joe Trillo, recent chairman of the Trump campaign, Representative Patricia Morgan, and then also businessman Gio Ferrosi. I'd like to hear Justin Katz kind of roll down your impression of those three individuals.
All right. Let's start with Ferrosi. I don't know much about him, and I haven't seen him done much really political. He's kind of been almost like a celebrity candidate locally because of his involvement with a jewelry company.
Yes.
So that makes me very nervous. Those are the kinds of people who can be very disruptive to a political situation. I mean, coming after two elections where I would say the moderate party experiment blew up two elections and got us Lincoln Chafee and Gina Raimondo. I'm worried about these flashy kind of people jumping in. As far as Joe Trillo, he's popular among, you know, I guess, you know, angry conservatives in Rhode Island.
Huh.
I liked a lot of what he said as a legislator. I'm not sold on his ability to be a governor or run the state. With Patricia Morgan, I think she's doing some really good stuff as House Minority Leader, and I hope she'll continue to try to raise her profile in that regard. What it made me think of, though, really was that the thing with Mayor Fung is I wish we had 6 to 10 competitive and competent Republicans or otherwise non-Democrats out there right now doing the same exact stuff that he is doing with the same kind of credibility, because then, you know, they can primary each other and then break up the statewide offices and all run for something. If we had 6 to 8 to 10, we could have competitive races for all the statewide offices and all the national offices as well. So it's almost disappointing to see that this is, you know, these are the four that are kind of out there right now doing that sort of thing, just by the nature of there's so few of them. But I think in each in their own way, I think of those three, the one I like the most is Patricia Morgan, because I think she's really doing organizational, oppositional stuff that wasn't necessarily done under Minority Leader Newberry before her.
Yes.
And I think she's doing it well and bringing a lot of heat to a lot of issues that probably would peter out, as they always do in Rhode Island, and fade out, and maybe a little smoke on tolls or something, but no real flame. And she's doing a lot of work to keep those flames going, which is really critical.
She does. Again, we're speaking, folks, with Justin Katz, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, and also hello to everyone listening on Facebook Live. Hopefully that we have it straightened out where you can hear Justin's responses. But, folks, good afternoon. It is John DePietro. Justin, what's also interesting before we move on to some of the other topics, but, you know, Representative Morgan, I think she's had a high profile. She's very consistent. She is not afraid. I think she has a much higher profile for the job, and in a good way, than her predecessor did. But I think it comes down to, and the same thing, you know, you and I know Representative Joe Trillo, And I know Joe, and I like Joe. I don't know how well he's known statewide. And as far as, you know, Gio Ferrosi, I don't know if this is somewhat of the Trump effect of, you know, you got to be the businessman that comes in and just kind of tell it like it is. I mean, he's had a battle going with the Journal regarding some of the stories they've done on him. I know he has felt that they were unfair and not flattering. But when it comes back to it, and I know Representative Patricia Morgan, a lot of people say, boy, I'd love to see her run for governor. It does come down to, though, you know, Fung certainly has, he and his wife have inroads in the party. He has run before. He ran a very credible race. He beat Ken Block and then came very close to beating Raimondo. And then when it comes to the fundraising, as much as it doesn't have Raimondo-type money, I think he is tapped in with many people who would be more inclined to support him. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, well, I think so. And he's got a lot more momentum building over years of having campaigned pretty much every year and so on. Whereas, you know, if somebody like Ferrucci, if he's really serious, he ought to be out there proving how a businessman, or at least articulating how a businessman would run things differently. Instead, it's just kind of he's got a big name and he's hanging out with certain places that make people speculate about him. But I haven't really seen him do anything.
Yeah.
We've discussed before, I don't know how much the fundraising edge is going to help Raimondo in an in-state race the next time around. Hopefully, though, we'll find money flowing in to at least take some of that edge off for opposition candidates.
What is your reaction to, it was on the Newsmakers program with Ted Nesi, Tim White over the course of the weekend. They had Speaker Mattiello as the guest, Justin. And, you know, it's Ted Nesi that reveals to Speaker Mattiello that the spending for the General Assembly is going to go from, it was $37 million, and then within 2 years to $44 million, $6 million increase. Brandon Bell did, I thought, a very effective press release yesterday. New Hampshire runs their General Assembly on an $18 million budget. Rhode Island, just to run the General Assembly. And Justin, keep in mind, that is still just 6 months a year. They, you know, as soon as they're out of session, they're basically done for the year. I know some people still go up there and so forth, but, you know, all those people, Capital TV, there's nothing to film really in the summer and the fall. But just the nature of an estate where we don't have money and you have these deficits, and he didn't even have the answer as to why it was going to even increase to $6 million, even pawned it off like, we'll have to try to find out. I thought that was... You know, as much as Mattiello says, well, I don't micromanage the budget, I think that is your job to micromanage the budget.
Well, I took a look at that this morning and put up a post on OceanStateCurrent.com. There is a to be fair issue here. What happened was last year's budget, the 2016 budget, was actually revised down a lot to what they actually spent. So they had set their budget for this year higher based on a number that was too high for the year before.
Yep.
So they didn't know. It was not as if they knew they were doing a 17% increase over 2 years. But if you look at that, this happens every year. So
yeah.
Like this year, they're revising the budget. The governor's revised budget for the whole state is a 3.6% increase from the enacted number, which was a 3.2% increase from the year before's enacted number. So you're talking about a 7% increase in a one-year budget. Now that's where it gets really outrageous. And if the Speaker of the House isn't aware of that dynamic, he really needs to look into that, because the government is just growing on autopilot, where they're just adding on 3-4% budgets twice a year for a $9 billion budget. And that becomes very big money very quickly. And when a state's as stagnant as Rhode Island's, I don't know how they could justify that. And I wish more people would start to catch on to that. There's a reason they break it up. They increase it 3% and say, oh, it's only a 3% increase. And then 6 months later, they say, oh, well, we're going to have to increase it another 3%. You know, if they had come out last year and said, oh, we want to increase our budget by 7%, and that's across government, that's the General Assembly, but also across government, then I think people would start to really raise eyebrows. And if you count the amount that the 2016 budget was actually revised down after the fact when it was audited and what they actually spent, it's about a 9% increase government-wide. So it's a huge amount of money that's just flowing through. So I think inadvertently, so while I can understand why Speaker Mattiello would have been surprised at the idea that there was a 17% increase from this year to next year, that didn't really happen, but we should all take this as an excuse to really look at the numbers and start to say, you know what, you could start revising your mid-year revision for 2017 should actually be down. You should be giving us money back is probably how it ought to be working.
But all of that being said, Justin, how is it that New Hampshire runs their General Assembly with a budget of $18 million and the Rhode Island budget, if this were to go through, whether it's 37 or 44, but it's that much higher? See, to me, you know, they do regard it like a company. No one loses their job. No one is laid off. There's no downsizing. I can't think of a company that just continues to grow. You know, you never hear of anyone that, as I mentioned, is leaving the job. You wouldn't in Rhode Island right now. You know, why would you leave a state house job for the General Assembly? Why would you go to the private sector? You know, job security. It's so out of whack. There's no way that it just seems to me, regardless of whether it's $37 million or $44 million, da, 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 it's just completely bloated.
Oh yeah, well, no, that goes without saying. It frustrates us frequently at the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity that the budget becomes the baseline thing that always has to go up, no matter what's
right,
what's good for the people. And that's what really the contrast there with, you mentioned the Newsmakers episode with Speaker Mattiello. He was insistent that he's not pursuing the car tax elimination because he wants it. It's the people's request. The people
right.
are demanding it, and this is the people's agenda. Well, then stop putting government before the people
right.
for everything. I mean, that's really what it is. It's they protect their budget as a partly as a jobs program and to curry favor with each other and other inside interests. But that's what the whole state right now is geared towards, supporting this $9 billion and growing monstrosity of government. And that's absolutely the real scandal. But we agree on that, so that wasn't as interesting to bring up.
And Justin, what about the latest? And again, I want to give him credit, Ted Nesi, WPRI. You know, they're saying right now, Raimondo is requesting an additional $60 million in spending. I mean, we already know what the deficit. I don't know what to make of it, other than just throwing stuff up against the wall. Money for the arts. Her free tuition doesn't seem to be in the cards. It seems as if no one wants to deal in the reality that the structure they have set up is completely wrong. And even Mike Stenhouse has said from Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity, they do it completely backwards. You know, that's not how you do the budget the way they do it, and that's why they're always running short. As much as Mattiello says, you know, it's a tough year. You know, we've been hearing this for a while. I mean, they continue where every year it's nickel and dime. There's no money. You know, what about the cuts? How can it go to there? And for the governor to just throw out an additional $60 million in spending, that to me is like it doesn't even care at this point. Just like throwing it in and seeing if they can figure it out.
Yeah, well, to some extent, we're they have us talking about a sort of a fantasy. I mean, for the $60 million that she's adding brings a total increase. Mid-year increase for this year's budget to $322 million from what they enacted last year. And yet in the last 2 years, they spent less than they budgeted for themselves. So there's some sort of a game or fantasy going on here where it's just a way to keep their budget constantly growing. And so that's what really amazes me. And the thing about her, Raimondo, yeah, there's $100,000 to celebrate the Rhode Island Arts.
Oh my goodness!
50-year, 100-year anniversary. Really? We're now celebrating the 50 to 100-year anniversaries of government agencies.
Right.
We're throwing $100,000 parties for that.
Wow.
I mean, it really ought to offend people. But the bulk of the money, I think, is probably going to resolve problems with UHIP and just bad management and issues that they really had to backfill a lot of problems there. But even then, that's not how you or I would budget with our money. Just say, okay, boss, I need another $60 million. We would say, okay, well, we have to reprioritize. Now.
Yes.
I mean, if that's what really ought to happen. And the biggest mystery, and it goes right back to the lack of candidates running for statewide office as opposition candidates, is why Rhode Islanders really kind of tolerate this. I guess a lot of us don't. The center also put out, we noticed that over the past 11 years, 11 different towns worth of population has left Rhode Island for other
yes.
states. And so you start to worry, or I've long been worried, that what's happening is that the people who would stand up and who are outraged and think this is ridiculous just say, you know what, I'm out of here.
Yes.
I'm getting out of here. And so I put up a map on Ocean State Current yesterday showing if it were like water coming in and erasing these 11 communities, that's the real climate change worry. It's more like the business and family climate change we ought to be worried about.
Yep.
But if those people are leaving, then you only have the people who have some kind of skin in supporting the government scheme. And that's why you get these budgets that just constantly grow. They increase twice a year for 7 to 9% a year in increase. And they don't care because they get the direct, or they think they get the direct benefit of it. Of course, it'll come crashing down and it'll be painful when it does. If only people would kind of wake up before that became
an
issue.
And again, the final thing, but you know, I think if Mattiello had run statewide, he would have lost, but he's in one district in Cranston and they spent close to $400,000 with PACs and everything else, and supposedly through these mail ballots, he beat Steve Fryers by 70 votes, and so the status quo stays. But I believe if he were in fact a statewide candidate, he would not have been reelected. It's just that one area of Cranston he was able to stay in. Folks, he is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, Justin Katz. Justin, great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again.
Likewise. Have a great week.
All right. Folks, it's John DePietro. Again, those on Facebook Live, we're going to go in and out. I know we're trying to, thank you to Chris Swanson, straighten out some of the audio problems with that. But I want to remind you, yes, it's raining, but that doesn't mean that a great place for great food, family-friendly atmosphere is Dan's Place. Dan's Place is your place for great food, award-winning wings, delicious burgers, and the best pizza you've ever tasted. Plus, there's always something happening at Dan's Place. Now, last night, trivia night, followed by karaoke. Tomorrow, Wine Down Wednesdays, half-price bottles of wine all day at Dan's Place. Thursdays, Mexican Day, with all your favorites. Dan's Place, 880 Victory Highway in West Greenwich, just north of exit 5A off Route 95. As soon as you walk in, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, someone this morning about Dan's Place. As soon as you go in, you can just feel it's a different type of vibe at Dan's Place. Dan's Place. Check them out. 880 Victory Highway, West Greenwich, just north of exit 5A on Route 95 or online, danspizzaplace.com. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We'll take some of your phone calls. 846-1028.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on Home Advisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there too?
Yep. I use Home Advisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out.
I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about Home Advisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
No matter how many times you've visited Manhattan, even if you live in Manhattan, there's a highway of a unique sort I bet you never noticed. It's a highway marked by a single wire above everyone's head that allows observant Jews to leave their homes on the Sabbath. It's called the Eruv, and it stretches from the Upper East Side to the Lower East Side, from 126th Street in Harlem to the bottom of Manhattan. It spans both the FDR and West Side highways as well as the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm Rudy Max with today's Travel Minute from Rudy Max's World. The Eruv stretches 25 miles, and hardly anyone sees it because they don't know where to look for it. After all, it's just a simple wire. On Shabbos, which stretches from sundown Friday to Saturday night, observant Jews are not permitted to carry any objects outside of their homes because that would qualify as work. So if Jewish families want to go outside during that time and, say, push a baby carriage or carry a prayer book or use a walker, they've got to follow the path of that wire that extends their homes outside. Rabbi Moshe Tauber checks out the wire to make sure it's in good shape 2 days every week. If something needs repairing, he's got a signed maintenance firm on speed dial. More travel info at RudyMaxa.com.
Folks, well, as much as the rain, I don't know if you've seen the forecast, but as much as we've had this rain, the sun is going to come out. They're saying next week now it's going to be in the 90s. What does that mean? Hazy, hot, humid days, closer than you think. Let J.Cal Engineering design and install a Carrier Infinity system for your home or business today. These Carrier systems, highest rebates of the market. They're quiet, energy efficient, and you can save over 50% on your energy bills just by having J.Cal replace that old clunker. J.Cal Engineering, they specialize complete commercial rooftop systems designed to the ductwork installation and service. Replacements of these units can be done in a matter of hours, as well as the ductless split systems. Call J.K.L. today for a free estimate. Factory authorized Carrier, Navient dealer, for installation and service licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts and approved National Grid VPI installer. Plus, financing is available. Call JKL for all your cooling, heating, and water purification. Call JKL today for a free estimate, 351-7600. Listen, you want to be nice and comfortable in your home. Call JKL Engineering today, 351-7600. 351-7600 for a free estimate. Let JKL design and install a Carrier Infinity system, home or business. Highest rebates in the market, and they're quiet and the energy efficient. Call JKL today for a free estimate. 351-7600, 351-7600.
He tells it like it is. He's John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
All right, and we're back on this Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It's Juan. This is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We'll get a quick update on the construction with the Newport Bridge. Right now, traffic is moving just fine. No backups in Jamestown and no backups even in the Newport. Looking even, it's really just flowing nicely, as a matter of fact. All right. 846-1028 is our phone number, 846-1028. You can always email me, john@depietro.com. On Facebook, it's John DePietro Show. We're going to do next hour. We haven't done it in a little while, but we're going to do What's Your Gripe? It can be something local, national, something that happened to you. Give us a good one. We'll start off the 3 o'clock hour with that. We're going to try it on Facebook Live, and we will give you a gift certificate to the one and only Sam's Inn in Warwick. So we'll do What's My Gripe starting off next hour. In the meantime, phone lines are open, 846-1028, 846-1028. Remember, folks, you can always go to our website, no matter how you want to listen, at WADK.com. I do not have Facebook Live going right now. We'll do it to start off the 3 o'clock hour on Facebook. It's John DePietro Show on Facebook. But what I was just mentioning to Justin Katz, Raimondo asked for $60 million more in spending. According to Channel 12, Governor Gina Raimondo has asked the General Assembly add $60 million in spending to the budget she submitted earlier this year, potentially leaving up to lawmakers to figure out how to balance the tax and spending plan amid reduced revenue. This is just ridiculous. I mean, right now, the state does not have the money. There's no money. The state, if anything, there's a deficit of $150 million. She's off just trying to raise money for herself. And then to throw in that she wants an additional $60 million. That's not leadership. That's nothing responsible. This governor, I don't know what kind of games they're playing, but now she throws in an additional $60 million. They're already down $150 million. I don't want to bore people with the numbers, but what is this? You know, for the governor to just throw that in, and as Justin Katz mentioned, one of the elements of this is $100,000 to fund grants to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. You know what this is? This is lack of leadership, and this is almost, to me, the governor's decided, I'm not going to be the bad guy. I'm going to let someone else be the bad guy. I'm going to put it in, and then if they knock it out, then they're the ones knocking it out.
I want the people of Rhode Island to know we're going to keep them safe, and we are a welcoming, tolerant state, and there's no place for hate, and we're going to, you know, make sure that we stay true to those values.
Not even sure what that means anymore. But to throw in an additional $60 million, someone needs to take control up there. Absolutely take control up there. There's no leadership, seemingly. I'm looking at some of the other headlines. Pell Bridge work remains on schedule despite damp start to June. Well, thank God for that. Demand for immigration loans surged. I bet they did. You know, this story, Michelle Carter, this young woman from Fairhaven, you're going to see her in the news that encouraged her, quote, boyfriend to kill himself. Now, I have followed that story pretty closely. She was actually never really his girlfriend. They met on a trip, and then they just communicated through text message and through email and online, and his friends didn't even know about her, and there's obviously something very, sick about that girl. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but But it was not like they were living in the same town and she was dating her. You'll see some of the headlines on that story. In the world right now, you're wondering, man who attacked police with hammer, shot, taken to hospital, situation under control in Paris. Oh, yeah, really under control. Without question, who would think that the situation isn't in control? Europe is absolutely a mess. The president is right. I mean, who right now between Paris and London and just England in general with this attack? It is completely out of control.
Heavily armed police moved to seal off the area around Notre Dame after a 22-year-old student from Algeria shouted, "This is for Syria," and took aim with a hammer at a Paris police officer patrolling outside the cathedral. The French interior minister also said police found knives and other weapons.
Ugh. Goodness. Knives and other weapons. Notice what's missing. Guns. Guns. But Raimondo, more spending. Throw in an additional $60 million. What is that? Raimondo asked for $60 million more in spending. That's being responsible? Is that leadership? Channel 12 with the story. Governor Gina Raimondo's administration has asked them to add about $60 million more in spending to the budget she submitted earlier this year. She submitted a budget that was fantasy to begin with. And now they want to throw in $60 million more. Folks, we desperately need change. There is no leadership coming out of that den of thieves. Zero. I mean, this, as I said, this is becoming an absolute joke at this point. More spending. $100,000 for the 50th anniversary. The Rhode Island State Council of Arts. $100,000. See, to her, it's nothing. Why? Because it's our money. It's not her money. It's like Monopoly money to them. So they can't spend it fast enough. I'm not sure which part of this they don't understand, can't afford. And at every turn, they criticize the president. So I love the fact they're trying to say the whole situation right now in Paris is under control. Under control? Goodness. People were locked inside. Let me hear the latest. This is ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The attacker shouted, "This is for Syria," as he came at the officer from behind with a hammer. Eyewitness Kyle Riches, visiting Paris from the Bay Area, heard responding officers open fire.
Two gunshots, and so we ran away as quick as we could.
But not before he saw the injured man on the ground.
He wasn't moving. There was blood coming from his leg.
Police sealed the area and kept tourists like Nancy Soderberg inside the cathedral.
Priest came out, said a prayer, and then everyone kind of calmed down.
The suspect was identified as an Algerian student. He was also carrying knives. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, London.
No gun. No gun for the gun advocates. Cicilline, Raimondo, White House. He did not have a weapon. How do the police in the police in the UK, they all of them still don't carry guns?
The notion that this sort of allegation which he made has any basis is absurd.
Ugh, my goodness. Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. Now, coming up at 3 o'clock, we will give away. I'm going to do Facebook Live, a John DePietro Show on Facebook. We'll see. Hopefully, the sound will work for both myself and the callers. It always works for me. Sometimes we have a problem with the callers. But then we will also give away a gift certificate to Sam's Inn in Warwick. And it's very simple. We're going to do a version of What Is Your Gripe? And again, as I said, even this morning as I was flipping around, I start to find myself, I don't know about you, it's like resentment towards, well, I was flipping back and forth that Michelle Muscatello on Channel 12, who does a brilliant job. She's a great meteorologist, but I don't know about you, but the idea of more rain in the forecast is everywhere you go, everyone's bummed out about it. That's all anyone is talking about. Now, let me also just take a moment. You wonder about, is Rhode Island still crime town and some of the problems in the state? This headline in the Providence Journal, bipartisan study commission likely for line item veto. Advocates of a line item veto for the governor appear to be making some headway. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote to create a 7-member special legislative commission to conduct a comprehensive study of the ramification fiscal impact of giving the governor the power to veto individual items in a General Assembly passed budget. Folks, as much as they're trying to say that this is positive, this is a complete sham. We don't need to study this stuff anymore. And not to get, you know, but line item veto is exactly how it sounds. They throw this junk in. They throw in this extra spending for special interests where they can make money. And then you know, either the budget, you either have to accept it all or nothing, or you don't have the ability to cross something out and say, I'm going to veto that line. Now, I have no problem. This business of they're going to study whether or not they should give the governor more power. I want someone that can be, it's not a matter, I'll tell you where this is wrong. And I give great credit, by the way, to Ken Block, who has led the charge on this line item veto. This is not about more power. It is about accountability. There's no accountability with these clowns. They all can hide. Oh, that just got thrown into the budget. Billions of dollars of waste that you could cut out. Doesn't need to be there. Complete waste. And yet they keep it in there. So now they're going to have a bipartisan study commission. You don't need a study commission. How much longer are you going to study this stuff? All these other states have it. It's not that difficult. It's not. Things don't have to be as complicated as they are. They actually could be very simple. These people make it more difficult. Period. All right. 846-1028. You can email me, john@depetro.com. Tonight, I'm going to update the website. You're going to like the story. We have an update coming to depetro.com. The Independent Man has just been inundated with various forms of work. But we'll come back. And then at 3 o'clock, we are going to do What's Your Gripe?
Paul Massey Buick GMC South is New England's number one Buick dealer and Rhode Island's number one GMC dealer with the area's largest selection, where every day you'll find the lowest price with our one price guarantee. Just give me one more mile. So shop Paul Massey, where every vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest one price.
That is Michelle Massey. She's absolutely right, folks. New England's largest Buick dealer, Rhode Island's largest GMC dealer, is Paul Massey, Buick GMC South, located Route 1, South Kingstown, right across from the tower, gateway to the beaches. As soon as the weather gets nice and you go to the beaches, they are Southern Rhode Island's largest dealership. Stop it and test drive the vehicle that I love. The Buick LaCrosse, true American luxury at its finest. I was telling someone the other day, I have a friend of mine, wasted his money, went out and got a Lexus. Then I showed him my Paul Massey Buick LaCrosse. The Buick LaCrosse is the better vehicle. Fully loaded between the rear camera, the Wi-Fi. You know what else is just everything in the car. They make it so easy, or the text messages can pop up on the screen. And then when you stop into Paul Massey, service department is the best. And their sales department is the most knowledgeable. Stop in and see them. With Bobby Massey holding court. Rick Magnelli. How about Mike Casey, the truck manager? Tell him you want to test drive that beautiful GMC Sierra. Now that's a truck. Or some of the other very knowledgeable individuals they have. My friends Richard McDermott, Steve Alvarez, Tom Fratiano. Maybe take the Terrain for a nice test drive. Or take the Encore, Buick Encore, for a spin around the block. Or the Buick Regal, which is just terrific. Either way, stop it and see them. And remember, always online at paulmassey.com. It's John DePietro. This is The John DePietro Show. A lot more ahead on this Tuesday.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. 294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Walmart employees may soon be delivering goods right to your door. Walmart is testing a new plan to take on Amazon employees delivering online orders on their way home from work. The idea is to speed up service and cut delivery costs. The program is voluntary for employees. They'll be paid extra and offered overtime pay.
Mega Disposal, folks, Mega Disposal, local family-owned, operated trash recycling collection company. They have been serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts for almost 2 decades. You own a small business, call Mega for all your trash and recycling collection services. They have various sizes for state cleanouts, major construction jobs, entire households. Of a swing door, provide easy loading of materials. Mega has smaller containers, local businesses or shops that can be emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. And if you own a small business, call Mega for all your trash and recycling collection services. Call Mega today, 866-420-MEGA, 866-420-6342. You know, you see their trucks and staff collecting your household trash, recycling items, curbside. Many local communities like Barrington, West Warwick, East Greenwich, North Providence, Pawtucket. Mega has dumpster service for small household construction projects or garage and basement cleanouts. Maybe you need 10 cubic yards for small yard cleaning or 15 for most garage or basement cleanups. They have various sizes for state cleanouts, major construction jobs, entire households. Swing door, provide easy loading of materials. And remember, with the Mega staff, they'll work out the delivery and then remove it. Mega Disposal. Call them today, 866-420-MEGA. 866-420-6342. Get that dumpster in the driveway. You know, I mentioned the story yesterday in the Boston Globe, all these people that are downsizing, and their kids don't want to take all these, quote, family heirlooms. They don't want grandma's china or all this other stuff. No, they're calling Mega and putting it in a dumpster. Mega Disposal. Call them, 866-420-MEGA.
Making afternoon radio great again. John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It is Juan. This is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show each afternoon. Here I am, 1 to 5, right here, AM 1540, and it's WADK. Well, you can call into the program. First-time callers, welcome, 846 1028 is the number. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to do a version of What's Your Gripe, and we'll just do it for like 15, 20 minutes. Whoever comes up with what I think is somewhat of a humorous one will give you, yes, a gift certificate to Sam's Inn, West Shore Road in Warwick. You'll love Sam's Inn. Food is delicious, great lunch specials. Everyone loves the salad bar. It's Sam's Inn. That's coming up to start off next hour. In the meantime, you know, if this was anyone else, you want to talk about bias in the media, think of the number of people, the career would have been over. Anyone on Fox, so many different individuals, career would have been over. But the darling of the progressive left is Bill Maher. Now, last Friday, on the show, on purpose, dropped the N-word, now all of a sudden, what's this? He's going to have a black scholar on the show on Friday night.
Senator Al Franken is out. Author and scholar Michael Eric Dyson is in. Franken dropped out as a guest on the upcoming episode of Real Time with Bill Maher after Maher used the N-word in a joke last week. Franken called what Maher said inappropriate and offensive. So in his place will be Dyson, who is African-American, and has said the N-word should be reserved only for black use, period. But he also said Maher has been a champion for black voices. Rapper and actor Ice Cube will also be on Friday night's show as previously scheduled. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Ice Cube, he's actually very interesting to listen to. I didn't realize he was going to be on. Boy, Al Franken, he can't throw people under the bus fast enough. When Kathy Griffin first came out with the whole, right, the beheading of Trump and holding it up and everything, Al Franken defended her and said, oh, I'm doing an appearance in Minnesota. She's still welcome to come. 2 days later, after that disastrous press conference, Frank had said, you know, on second thought, maybe it's a good idea that you don't come. All right, folks, you have terrorist attack in Paris. You have James Comey going to testify tomorrow. But what is the lead story on social media? You guessed it. George Clooney.
It's baby times two for George Clooney and his high-powered human rights lawyer wife, Amal. A boy and girl, Ella and Alexander, are their names. They're the first kids for both, though as Jimmy Kimmel recently joked,
my guess is that George has had twins before. But
and friend Matt Damon told me earlier this year the Clooneys will be great parents.
He's incredibly smart. He's a loving, funny guy. He's married to a spectacular woman who is going to be an amazing mother.
Their rep says everyone is happy and healthy. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Folks, just doesn't end. Just does not end. But Bill Maher, he should not. Well, again, it's up to HBO. I mean, it is up to HBO. I don't watch that show. I think he's too smug. I don't like a lot of the guests that he is on. Not a fan. Franken canceled on him, though. You know, I mentioned, I don't know why, Congressman Cicilline should have been asked about that yesterday. He was not. Senator Whitehouse goes on that show. Bill Maher show. And also, Senator Chafee's been on that show several times. And even where I think Bill Maher was even kind of laughing at him a little bit. But he's been on that show. Senator Chafee's been on that show several times. And so that's not going to stop. So now he's going to have a black scholar on. Well, if you have Ice Cube coming on, that's actually a pretty good sign for Bill Maher. I still would not watch it. But the hypocrisy, for him to be able to drop the N-word and basically get away with it. You can say whatever you want, but he is getting away with it. And that was, I mean, think of that. This has become a contest of, like, just how far they can go. If that were, oh, my goodness, you can run down the list of people that if they said that, quote, joking, forget about it, would have been lights out. But progressive left, standing by, or at least for now, Bill Maher. Folks, it's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. Hey, I want to remind you, Eastside Clinical Lab, they're Rhode Island's only full-service, in-network, independent laboratory, and they've been taking care of Rhode Islanders for over 65 years. Patients being responsible for more out-of-pocket costs, Eastside Lab dedicated to keeping more money in your pocket when meeting your medical testing needs. You don't have to compromise quality for cost. Accurate, timely testing results delivered directly to your doctor. For more information, visit labchoice.org. Find a lab that is close to you. Eastside Lab. They are dedicated to saving you money. And there's so many different locations. Go online. Visit labchoice.org. Find a lab that is close to you. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. A lot more ahead on this Tuesday.
A single event, loss of a loved one, a job, or a serious health issue can create a catastrophic atmosphere for people over 55. Every third Friday from 12 to 1 p.m., experts from the health, finance, and legal worlds converge on AM 1540 WADK's Elder Affairs program.
Presented by Blenheim Newport, Mobility Equipment Recyclers, the Rhode Island Department of Health, and the Own Your Health Collaborative, and the law firm of Silva, Thomas, Martland, and Offenberg, Christina Offenberg, Elder Law.
From ABC News, Tech Trends, the robots are coming for your job sooner than you think.
This is potentially an enormous disruption.
When you hear about a workforce powered by automation, most people think of factory and blue-collar jobs being affected. But futurist Martin Ford says that's not so.
The key thing that makes a job vulnerable is the nature of the work. Is it something that's fundamentally routine and repetitive and predictable?
He believes recent advances in artificial intelligence could lead to white-collar workers like stockbrokers and pharmacists getting the axe, which has some economists worried.
We could very well get into a situation where there simply aren't enough jobs to go around. Period.
But Stanford University lecturer Paul Sappho says there's no need to panic just yet.
If it happens gradually, we'll have time to adapt.
A recent PricewaterhouseCoopers study found that up to 38% of U.S. jobs could be automated by the early 2030s. With Tech Trends, I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Did you know that 56% of Americans have no idea how much they'll need to retire? If that sounds like you, talk to your local Allstate agent. Call your Middletown Allstate agency. Mike Keough, Nancy Valancourt, call them. Free consultation, 849-8500. can help you set up a reasonable retirement goal, then show you the right financial solutions to help you get there. Good plan, good life starts with someone you trust. I want you to call Mike Kiyou today, 849-8500. And remember, that tailgate guy, you see them on the road, he's the guy whose car is always way too close for comfort. You could teach him a lesson, slam on your brakes, but guess what? You're a safe driver. They go low, we go high. At Allstate, Mike Hughes says, listen, you deserve a reward for not stooping to that level. So if you've got a safe record, you can save big on car insurance. Safe drivers should pay less. That's where Allstate stands. Are you in good hands? Call my friends, Allstate agents, Mike Hughes, Nancy Valancourt, 849-8500, free consultation. 849-8500. They'll save you money. Discounts insurance only offered only with companies subject to availability qualifications. Discount amount may be lower and applies to most major coverages. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. Call the K-Man. Call Mike Hughes. Don't fall into the trap with the tailgate guy. You're a safe driver. Got a safe record. Mike Hughes, he can save you big on car insurance. It only makes sense, right? Safe drivers should pay less. That's what Mike Hughes says. Call him right now. Free consultation. Are you in good hands? 849-8500.
The most entertaining show on your radio, John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
All right, and we're back on this rainy Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show each afternoon. 1 to 5, here I am, AM 1540. And it's WADK. So to start off next hour, number one, we will be doing a Facebook Live. And then number two, what if I told you you could be dining, yes, at the famous Sam's Inn, 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. We'll give you a gift certificate, Sam's Inn online, samsinri.com. You can always call them, 737-6073. Sam's Inn, remember, free salad bar with any entree, and the daily lunch special, just $6.95. And all you have to do, and this is a pretty good day for it, is answer the question, what is your gripe? It could be a television program. It could be anything. Just what is your gripe? First-time callers, welcome at 846-1028, 846-1028, and we'll take some of your gripes. Obviously, the weather could be a good one, or some of the coverage, whatever it be. I don't want to give out some of the answers. Just give us a good one. What is your gripe? And we will give you a gift certificate to Sam's Inn, West Shore Road in Warwick. That's right, 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick will give you a Sam's Inn gift certificate. So we're going to start off next hour. During the news, you can jump on the line. There's a good chance to vent. I believe we have straightened out the phone situation. 846-1028. What is your gripe? If someone said that to me, I could go on for like a half hour. Well, what is your gripe? 846-1028. Just give us an easy one. Maybe it's someone you work with. Maybe it's a television program. Maybe you just don't like the way things are going. Whatever it may be. Maybe it's state-related. Maybe it's local, national. But then we'll give you a gift certificate for Sam's Inn, which I love. Delicious food, very reasonable prices, great atmosphere. Sam's Inn, 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. All right, it's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We're going to start off next hour. You tell me, what is your gripe? 846-1028. We're going to come back and start off next hour with that.